corn syrup. We're breaking up. The doctor explained that I'm old as tut. I'm supposed to take pills that mitigate triglycerides. Seems weird at the crossroads, you and I. Dated for decades, built up trust. Might have loved sugar better, but it wasn't discussed. We had an agreement you'd be in everything I'd eat. But you lied when you said you'd be all that I needed. PS2, don't leave me. You had a change of heart for a while, which was deceiving. I looked deep inside of you, fine-tuned a lens, left the screws off, thought we could just be friends. Maybe hook up on occasion for old time's sake, but you won't mount a disc now, boot to heartache. It's just not the same between us, so scat. When your emulator's old enough, I'm ravishing that. I've had it, get the hints. Better break it off early, not risk suspense. Let a new generation learn to live with fence and windows with bars and bats that make vents in heads. And yikes, the lean times are scary. I changed my mind, prosperity, let's stay married. You've already given up on me, but what of love? It's the way you turn on a dime, you're not who I thought you was. I feel betrayed. You used to come visit a lot, plus just aid. Now it's like, I don't know you, call you Jacqueline Hyde. My ear's safe and warm, yet you wander outside. Where'd you sleep last night? Should I guess? Doesn't hurt when I hurt. I'm without your distress. How'd you do me like this? That's it, we're not together. How's it my fault for taking up with eardrop forever? Listen, we're breaking up. I know I left my heart in the heart of you, but I can't keep from feeling. Push came to shove, and you undid the part I was proudest to love. California, I'll still visit, I promise, not least among charms. To the place where my mom is, and I'll be back. Get your votes rearranged. Till then, we can't date. It's your fault you changed.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Freak Warming Trends with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is online with me.
It's like almost 90 degrees here.
See, it's really weird. We went from like 45 up to 70 in a matter of days.
Cool.
It's probably because I've been driving my SUV.
So it can go from 45 to 70 in just 4 days?
Yep.
That is a peppy automobile.
It's not actually an SUV. It's a train. And instead of an engine, it's powered by a set of bicycle pedals.
Cool. So that's how long it takes you to recruit people to pedal that long?
Yeah.
So what's going on? Every person you recruit adds weight, especially because you're only recruiting big fat dudes.
Yeah, well, because I don't want anybody showing me up, coming all skinny on my fat train.
Yeah, one thing about big fat dudes is that they're good at pedaling a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. It's better if it's one of those little bicycles with the big front wheel and the little back wheel. Yeah. A velocipede.
I remember this thing that I saw on a Mexican television channel a long time ago, which was just this very small dude, you know, like, I don't know, 2 feet tall. And he came out and rode a little bicycle around in a circle. And then ate a plate of eggs.
Huh.
And everyone cheered, and he never said anything. The fat guy with the beard and the woman with gigantic tits in the skimpy dress said a lot of things. I don't know what they were.
It was, esta sábado gigante, vamos a comer dos escotas de mujeres.
You want to eat two what of women's?
I was going for Girl Scouts, I didn't quite get there. Oh. Realized halfway through that I didn't know how to say scout.
Huh. So it was escudero?
Escotas.
Escotas.
Why not?
You know just enough Spanish to be able to make things up in Spanish?
It was weird, though. When I did that in high school, I was right most of the time, because that's just how Spanish is.
Yeah?
It's like, I wonder what refrigerator is. I'm going to just say, like, refrigerador. And sure enough. Wonder what chocolate is. Maybe I'll just say chocolate, which is just chocolate, but pronounced with Spanish pronunciation rules. And, yep, there it was.
Huh. That's pretty cool. You really can speak Spanish without actually learning how to speak Spanish.
Es verdad.
Now see, that's not a cognate at all.
No. It's only if you know, like, in vino veritas, you know, uh-huh. Like Latin.
Right.
Yes, learn.
I was thinking that I had done a bunch of shit that I was going to talk to you about, but now I'll be damned if I can remember any of it. In perhaps the gayest move ever, I watched Julie and Julia the other day.
That's funny. That is something we have in common for the week.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Oh, weird. I did not know that it was, like, a chick movie. I knew absolutely nothing about it except that it was about Julia Childs, and I was interested in Julia Childs, and so I was like, I'm going to watch this. But, you know, it was pretty good.
I enjoyed the half of it that was about Julia Child with Meryl Streep being all Julia Childy.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems like a really interesting person, and I kind of wish mm-hmm. they had just made an entire movie about her.
Right.
Doing her thing. The other romantic comedy thing is just... that's based on a true story, and it's just not a particularly interesting story.
Oh, come on. Blogger... You don't like it when people do things.
Well, like, blogger picks a thing that she's going to do for a year... And it's hard, and she whines, and her husband's all, you should do this, and then he's all, you're ignoring me. And then she gets a book deal out of it, and like, yeah, not thrilling.
Oh, come on. You'd want people to know the story if it had happened to you.
That's true.
Like, if you were blogging about something, and your husband was all, you're not but hammering me enough. Yep.
Good old butt-hammering. Butt-hammer.
Because that's what he would say.
I was like, it's Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. It's like, you're right, that sounds so much better. I'm going to change the lyrics to that song before I put it on my album.
Because Peter Gabriel was your husband back in the day?
Uh-huh.
Were you to Genesis what Yoko was to the Beatles?
I like to think I was more what's her name was. Paul McCartney's wife.
Linda McCartney?
Yeah, somebody with not a lot of talent who was kind of nice, and, you know.
So he married Linda Ronstadt?
I think so.
And she took his name? That's weird. And then, well, both... So Linda Ronstadt lives in Tucson, and his wife died in Tucson. Hmm. I think. Maybe... Yeah, that's not going anywhere. I was going to make some sort of reincarnation joke. Wouldn't have so much been a joke as just some words that I'm saying.
Like a statement, really.
Yeah. So yeah, I could have sworn that I had seen some other movies or read a book or done a television show. I did a television show. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called The Sopranos.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, in between this and the last episode, I managed to write, direct, shoot, five seasons of quality television entertainment.
Jeez, all I did was make it so that song isn't called Butt Hammer. One of us is getting way more out of the time machine than the other.
You know, what I tried to do is watch Band of Brothers this week, but because I bought it in like September, I bought the box set of it, and when I opened it to watch it on Sunday, the box set contained discs 4, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That doesn't seem like the way that numbers should go.
I was like, that isn't right. I'm not going to be able to see all of the episodes. So then I emailed Amazon, and they just immediately sent me a new one. I already have it. It showed up today.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was weird, because it was like past their return thing, but they were like, eh, we'll do it anyway. So I just have to send the old one back. I should open this one to make sure that it doesn't have like 2 disc 1s and no disc 5. I should make sure that I construct a complete set.
Right.
Out of what I have.
I mean, I assume that they'll want the other one back, right?
Yeah, they do. They sent me a thing to put on a thing to shove in a different hole. That's like so many of the things I receive in the mail. Put this on a thing and shove it in a hole.
I will do my best. Hey, speaking of which, my wife's embarking on a entrepreneurial venture.
Oh yeah.
You know those.
Speaking of sticking things in holes.
Yep.
Because. I don't know that if I were you, I would approve of that caliber of entrepreneurial venture.
Now, she's been to a couple of those parties that are like Tupperware parties, only they're sex toys and lube and lotion. Have you heard about these things?
Have you heard about this?
Seriously, are you familiar with the?
Yes.
Okay. So the last time that she went, she decided to go ahead and. Try and host them herself.
So basically, she's buying a bunch of dildos.
Like, she's gonna go to people's houses and show them all of the sex toys, and then they order them and pay her, and then she buys them from the place at a discount. So I mean,
she's gonna go have creepy parties in the hopes that someone will be creepy enough to give her money.
I don't know. The ladies seem to enjoy them. Because the parties are all about, they drink a bunch of cosmopolitans or whatever, and they talk about sex. And I'd like to think that they have a giant lesbian orgy, but yeah. I'll never know.
You know what you can do? You can send your wife in as a spy with a... All right, so here's the thing. You can like dress her up as some sort of like a sexy librarian. Right, so she'll have those big, thick-rimmed glasses, and in the rim of the glasses, you can see a camera behind a rhinestone, or behind one of those, behind a lens that makes it look like. Here's what you do: you install a camera inside a bee, and send the bee to one of the parties. So then you can watch a video of like 8 lesbian orgies.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Hexagonal lesbian orgies in octuplicate.
In Octovision.
Like the guy Octo that we knew in high school. This is what it looks like when Octavio watches a lesbian orgy. And then it turns out he's like, you know, blind in one eye and he never knew it. So it's just like, it's like a regular lesbian orgy, but none of the lesbians have any depth perception.
Or any depth. They just kind of, talk about Jersey Shore.
I don't know about you, but in the documentaries that I watch about lesbian orgies, there's very rarely any real character development.
I think you need to hold yourself to a higher standard.
Yeah.
You need to up your standards.
So, cool. Your wife's becoming a creepy dildo salesman.
It's true.
That's great.
I don't know. I was afraid of her joining something that would be the, like, obnoxious, you don't get to have friends anymore because you're constantly trying to sell them shit.
Right, it's like the Amway of butt plugs.
Yeah. But the way this seems to work is you have one party with all your friends, and then one of your friends goes, hey, you should have one with me and my, like, other circle of friends. And once you hit 2 degrees of separation, you don't know anybody in the room. So, and you don't keep
coming
back to your
friends. That sounds great. Talking about dildos in a room full of people you don't know.
You see, you would be terrible at this, but you know my wife. She's
That's true.
We can't stop her from talking about dildos in a room full of people she doesn't know.
I know. I keep trying. I'm like, listen, you know, I don't want to believe that it was a mistake to invite you to my grandmother's funeral.
That's even better. I was just going to say, listen, we're in a church.
Yeah. Well, I mean, good luck. And I mean, I guess...
it could.
I don't know. Are you allowed to use the sample merchandise, or is the initial dildo investment potentially going to just end up being a waste?
If it happens that then it doesn't take off at all, then we have like the initial little kit that she had to buy is all stuff that would probably get used. Or yeah. You know, like
some of it would fit into your ass.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's
most... Do you suppose you could get all of them into your ass at once in case you needed to smuggle them across some sort of checkpoint?
Some of them are filled with heroin.
Oh, so, neat.
I mean, it's kind of a screaming deal.
Yeah, one of the sex toys is just a condom stuffed with heroin and tied off at the end.
Fantastic. Yeah, but it's painted a pretty color.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Cool.
Their primary target is women who are... You know, like your average woman, not the nymphomaniac. So there are like three vibrators that they show off, and then it's like massages and things to you know, make your guy stay harder longer. And
you know, so like other women, stuff.
Candles, yeah.
Did you get that joke that I made?
I didn't hear that. You gotta try again.
Things that make your man stay harder longer, like other women.
Oh.
That was my...
That was a good quip. I'm sorry I stepped on that.
Well, cool. I guess next time I need to buy some dildos, I'll try and... Do I get a discount?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Are there not... I guess... I'm trying to figure out what the market is for that kind of thing. Because, like, I feel like you go either to, like, Amazon and buy a dildo. Like, I feel like if I was a lady and I needed a vibrator, I would probably buy it from Amazon.
Oh.
Because I would feel not like I didn't want to go to, like, a Hustler store or whatever, but, like, it just everything in a porn store is, like, 10 times as expensive as it needs to be.
Right.
Right, because they know you're not going to like haggle, and there's very little competition in that market.
Yeah,
are the goods that your wife is selling both quality and inexpensive?
They seem to be, from what the experiences that we've had with the stuff. You know, she's been to a couple of these. Like, I don't know, anything that you buy from Tupperware, you could buy on Amazon too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the ladies get together, have all their friends over, they have some drinks, they hang out and talk about naughty stuff. They, you know, it's like this big social thing, and then you can get your sex toys and lubes and massage oils and whatnot in the company of friends.
Hmm.
So it goes over very well. Like, every time that she's come home from one of these parties, she's come home happy, semi-drunk, and super horny, so... Seems like it's a public service.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to devote most of our radio show to it. I just thought, you know, I'd throw that out there. It is kind of interesting.
No, I just, it's, you know, talking about dildos is a thing that we can do, and maybe it's exciting maybe to it's people who like dildos. I'm indifferent to them myself. Mm. I usually prefer a real sailor as opposed to just a, you know, sort of substitute sailor.
A dildo with a sailor suit on?
It was just a hat.
Oh, okay.
Tiny little sailor hat on the end of it.
Right, just to tickle the prostate.
Yeah. no. Yeah, nautical themed dildo. Vaganza. So you watched, I'm assuming that you watched Julie and Julia because it was on Netflix streaming, because I noticed the same thing.
Yeah, the wife's been wanting to see it for a while.
Yeah, I did not know that it was a chick movie when I clicked that link. And I also didn't know that I was going to spend 2 hours watching a movie, but I did. Somebody asked me, oh yeah, QuickPod written, have you watched The Hurt Locker yet? If so, what do you think? I have not seen The Hurt Locker.
I am probably not going to see The Hurt Locker.
What's it? It's about like bomb squats.
Yeah, bum squats.
Bum squats. So it's about like a program for getting the homeless in shape.
Yep.
Drop and give me 50 bum squats.
It's about bomb squads in the Iraq War, and I just don't like war movies, pretty much of any kind.
Mm.
It's my Bill Murray movie, for me.
Right. It's your war movies are to you what Bill Murray movies are to Boozer Bear. You saying?
Yeah.
You don't like Full Metal Jacket?
Never seen it.
Wow. Have you ever seen Apocalypse Now?
Nope.
So you just won't watch any war movies, no matter how good they are?
I haven't seen... I've seen, like, 10 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, and it just made me excruciatingly uncomfortable.
Hmm. So you would have been glad to find that your box set of Band of Brothers was defective and unwatchable.
I enjoyed Inglourious Basterds. But it wasn't really a war movie. It was a fantasy movie, you know?
Right. Huh. I had forgotten to flush some of the questions. Oh, boy. Well, we got some Twitter. Rex Maxis wrote, "Hey, guys, thanks so much for letting us make compact mode selectable for each frame. It's as awesome as I had hoped." It's weird to thank us for that months after the fact, but yeah.
Whatever.
But apparently he's twatting from his iPhone. Man, the pretentious artist's brother, his voicemail is, "Hello, you've reached Barnaby's iPhone." In his voicemail greeting, he tells people that he has we helped the pretentious artist move on Saturday. And boy, was I hungover. That was a thing that I always remember to do, is to get really, really drunk the night before I have to get up and stand in the sun or in a truck.
Right.
Damn, that was a unprepared move.
So the pretentious artist is moving from the birthplace of Kingdom of Loathing. Or the birthplace of Kingdom of Loathing was that other house.
Yeah, the birthplace of Kingdom of Loathing was like Steve's house.
Yeah, the toddlerhood of Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. I mean, I would say it was like the childhood, the coming of age of Kingdom of Loathing came when I was living with Disco Banjo. Hung out with Disco Banjo quite a bit. Oh, I saw Tom Green on Saturday.
Was it awesome?
It was pretty entertaining, actually. It was not. There was definitely in his like say hour long set, there were like 5 minutes of shit that you would have hated, just sort of typical Tom Green stuff. But the rest of it, the other 95 minutes, I was about to say, because you know we've switched to decimal time here in Phoenix.
Yeah,
we've decided. You know what? Not only are we going to not observe daylight savings, we're also going to decide we're going to have 100 minutes in our hours. Still 24 hours in a day, which is kind of fucked up. but yeah, no, the other 55 minutes of his routine, say, was jokes. It was kind of funny.
Like stand-up?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't get to meet him. I was gonna have him sign my copy of Freddy Got Fingered, but like I was, because of the whole spending all day moving furniture and boxes, super hungover, I was just crazy tired by the end of the show, and I was like, did not want to stand in the just gigantic crowd that there was waiting to like meet him and buy stuff. The place was packed. I was really surprised. I was surprised at how young the crowd was, because I feel like, I don't know, I guess maybe if you were like 10, because we were what, like 18 when Tom Green was on MTV?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like when we were in high school. I guess if you were like a little kid, you probably would have just loved that shit.
Mommy, I want to watch more Tom Green.
His parents were in the audience, which is, I guess, they are snowbirds and live here. They live in Tempe in the winters. So I feel like it would have been embarrassing for me, although he clearly does not have any shame, right? Like, I feel like it would be embarrassing to unveil in front of my parents a statue of my dad having butt sex with my mom on national television, right? That is a statement that I could make, but Tom Green could not. So me saying that I would be embarrassed doing a stand-up routine in front of my parents just doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah. What year did Freddy Got Fingered come out?
Well, 99 or 2000, I'm guessing.
2001.
Well. Yeah, so I don't know what these kids were doing there.
Released on September 11th, 2001.
Yeah. No, no. Seriously?
No, it was released on 420, which is kind of funny.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because, man, that turned out to be an awesome day after all. That would totally make up for it.
That is weird, though, because I think of that movie as having been out way longer than the Twin Towers have been gone.
When, in fact, it's only 5 months longer.
Yep. Well, I didn't know Freddy and Freddy Got Fingered is played by the dude who's shit break in American Pie. That changes everything. I'm going to go watch that tonight.
Wait, what? Who is played by who? Shit break?
Yeah, Finch in American Pie, the one who has sex with Stifler's mom. Also in Harold and Kumar as one of the...
Yeah. He's one of Rosenberg and Goldstein or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's fucking great in Freddy Got Fingered, just like everyone in Freddy Got Fingered, because it's a fucking great movie. Shaquille O'Neal's in it.
Hmm. Well, I'm working my way through Shaquille O'Neal's filmography.
Yeah,
after I hit Kazam.
Good old Rip Torn. Where is Rip Torn? I was asking Hot Stuff today if Rip Torn was still in jail, but apparently not. In February, he appeared in court. Right, he was released on $100,000 bail. Yeah, huh? Fucking Rip Torn, man. Rip Torn rules in Freddy Got Fingered.
I think more people should have names like that.
Yeah, well, absolutely, man.
Like Burn Charred.
Yeah. Or like Stab Dead.
Ooh.
Or Fuck Disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh. That would be my name. Because I disappoint the ladies in bed, Mr. Skullhead. That's the joke I'm trying to make. Rex Maxis says, to put the Wesley Willis thing to rest, terrible music, but it has artistic relevance. It's an interesting look into the mind and music. Says you, Rex Maxis. I think it is awesome and has artistic relevance.
I would love to tell you in detail how I feel about Wesley Willis, but I feel like that ground has been trod.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty well-worn territory at this point. Rad Jose says, Jick, have you played Don't Shit Your Pants on Kongregate yet? Yes. It's kind of a funny game, actually. Mr. Skullhead, you would probably hate it because it has scatological humor.
I tried it. I didn't do so well. It wasn't that I was put off by the subject matter, because it, you know, at some point it's just kind of funny. But I was pretty terrible at it, as I am at most games, so I didn't...
I mean, it's just like a guess the verb game, right? Like, I feel like there are those achievements, and I got all of them except one. And then I think it was Fart Lightly. That was my... I had to take the stomach pills and then fart lightly.
And carry a big stick.
Yeah. Xtanstic says, hey guys, how's the new item of the month coming along? On schedule? Seal Clubber Club? Yeah, it's going to be... It does include a Seal Clubbing Club, actually. Which was funny, as it turned out. It's all coded, I think. No, there's some stuff that's not good. It's basically going to be given to devsters for testing tonight, I think, as long as C.D. Moyer pops back in the way he said he's going to. Oh, and there he totally is. He's totally working on it as we speak. All right, so I feel like my busy social calendar will allow me to check anyway after this show on how progress on that thing is going, and yeah, I see no reason not to expect an on-time release.
Whoa. Usually, with Jake, you're expecting an early release.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Yeah. RDFM says, is there bomb token art now? I gave up asking way back. Now I just tape a penny to the monitor to cover the no-pick. Pennies rule. That's cool, because then it also covers up every other piece of art. You know, in fact, really, RDFM is the only reason that I even work on this game anymore, so I'm just going to stop putting art in for things, knowing that that penny is there on that monitor.
Yeah.
He also says, so it looks like the box of cool stuff for Riff is now a box of cool stuff for Riff and Hot Stuff. New cool thing added. Well, fine, now I feel left out. Because I'm the only person at the office with a penis and nothing cool in your box. Mm. I have a penis in your box and nothing cool.
And no response to that. See. Like none. It's terrible.
You what?
I was trying to say something funny and I had nothing. Nothing. Nothing, I tell you.
Are you slipping in your old age?
That is possible.
Are you understimulated? It seems like I worry that if I were in your situation, I would feel understimulated.
Which situation is that now?
Just being married and being at home with a baby and you know.
Hmm, yes.
Like, basically not able to live life as though you were a schizophrenic child and just do whatever the fuck you want all right. The time. Like...
There are frequent times when I have the house to myself. Like, when my wife has night classes, then the kid goes to bed, and I get to fuck around for a couple hours. Long enough for me to get bored
like,
of it.
Like when she's learning how to joust and defend the honor of damsels.
Yeah, and then, like, wear the plate mail and figure out how to go pee. The armor. Speaking of scatological facts, I guess the way you went to the bathroom when you were wearing plate mail was you just shit yourself. Fantastic. Just so you know.
That seems like it would be pretty unpleasant. I mean, like, I feel like wearing plate mail armor and having to shit really bad is so much better than wearing plate mail armor with a bunch of shit running down your leg. That, like, it's worth a measure of discomfort.
Sometimes you just don't have a choice. Sometimes you shart, Jake.
Really? I'm not familiar with that word. What does it mean, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know. I just encountered it.
Cool. The Fring thing says, have you guys played any Spelunky? It's the pinnacle of platformers and has an easy-to-edit level format. You know, Spelunky is weird because if you described it to me, I would say, holy shit, that is the perfect fucking game for me. And then when I play it, I just don't enjoy it. I don't know what it is. I go and I play. I've started and it's like, all right, I'm going to play the tutorial just so I can remember the commands because it's like, I feel like the controls are kind of fucked up. Like, I get that they're trying to do stuff with very few buttons, but like, it is pretty counterintuitive to me the way that you do stuff. But I play through the tutorial and then the first level loads and I'm like, well, there's a bunch of enemies and a bunch of treasure. And then there's the exit. And it's like, I just don't care.
I found a game that matches my skill level and attention span.
What's that?
The 10-second gospel. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah? I haven't played it. I saw it listed.
It's funny. You should give it 10 seconds. Or, like, I had to play through maybe 10 times to actually beat the thing. But,
So it's like all pixel art, and there's a bunch of different things that you just have to, like, sort of, like, it's kind of like WarioWare, you sort of have to figure out what to do.
Yeah, well, like, you run into the screen where the devil is tempting you to jump off a cliff, and you have to press the space bar at the right time to jump over the cliff instead, and... It's cute. And there is a timer up in the top of the screen that counts down 10 seconds, and when that's hit zero, then the funny thing is, like, the lose screen is two crosses on either side and nothing in the middle, and the win screen is Jesus on the cross, right? So if you win, you get crucified, and if you lose, you don't.
Well, just, right.
Generally,
because the crucifixion was a good thing.
Yeah, but that's generally the opposite of how I live my life.
Well, you're not the Son of God, and you're not meant to die for our sins.
That's true.
No, you're meant to die for, like, probably, you know, just mouthing off to someone who has a gun, or trying to imagine knowing you the way that I do with the way in which you're meant to die.
Oh, you know, probably some kind of heart-related thing.
From being a big fat ass, lard ass, fat dude, fatty fat.
Yeah, whatever, Auschwitz-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, I'm not. I'm looking like a healthy. I'm looking like a healthy male in his prime. You're confusing me with hot stuff.
Oh, that's true. At least we got to bring in the concentration camp humor. I was the one who brought in the concentration camp humor this time. That's weird.
And the shart.
It's true. I brought the shart. I'll bring the chips. I'll bring the shart.
The Fring thing says, please have the pickles appear as a useless powder type item in unlimited quantity the next time the factory appears. And that's pretty funny. You know, part of me really wants to play that game, and part of me believes that I would hate it. I would not actually play it. So I think I'll just let Riff play it and continue to tell stories about it.
Which game is that now?
Oh, is that Deadly Premonitions game? Like the game that people are saying finally achieved the video game equivalent of being so bad that it's good.
Oh, right, yeah.
But the crate with infinite cans of pickles in it, each one of which is labeled the pickles.
We should have the trader bring an item that just allows you to adventure in the pickle factory for a turn.
For a turn?
Yeah, and you buy as many of them as you have currency to trade.
Huh. So one twinkly wad, or one pickle for every turn. Hmm. He'll take pickles. Let's see. Farchild says, why does Gorgolok's final form look like the underside of some sort of demonic dong? You know, I didn't, until I read that, I thought that it said demonic dog. Like, as I was, like, previewing it and doing my grammar correction pass. I don't think that it does look like the underside of some sort of demonic dong. I think it is fairly clearly the seal.
Wow.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to see it. You can't see it in the Spindler, though.
No. So, you can't, but you can see it on the wiki.
Yep.
I was happy to see when what the fuck? Your page is loading. Goddamn pop-in ads. It does not even a little bit look like the underside of a dong. What does your dong look like?
I could see, like, the basic shape of the top of it without, you know, the stuff sticking out. Has a little bit of, like, a frenulum thing going on, maybe. Maybe.
But with the fangs and a face, like... Yeah. Man, I should get fangs and a face tattooed on the underside of my dong.
You should.
You know, what I don't want is a fucking tattoo on my dick. That's something that I've determined, that I just don't... that's not a thing that I need.
I'm glad that you've come to this realization. I know you've struggled with that for years now.
Yeah, you know, I'm up all night wondering whether or not I should get a tattoo on my dick, or wondering what I should get tattooed on my dick, and finally it came to me, fucking nothing, Jesus.
It would be so hard to tattoo around all those piercings anyway, so...
Wait, you cut out after it would be so hard, and I'm like, no, it wouldn't. That's part of the problem.
I was just talking about all of your dong piercings.
Yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, I do have a lot of dong piercings. He emitted a dong piercing shriek. Man, I told you to stop doing that. It's not cool. Spoon Mam says, I just broke into my own house using only two paint rollers, two spanners, and a roll of tape. Beat those puzzle-solving skills, Riff. I'm having a hard time imagining a way in which you could actually break into your house using those two things.
I could break into my house using nothing but a rock.
Yeah? Just by breaking a window?
Yeah.
Into my house using nothing but nothing. And it's a little alarming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot, like, doing all the rock climbing has made it a lot easier for me to, like, climb up into windows and stuff.
It's weird. Are you gonna get into parkour?
Yeah, I should. I should start parkouring. Yeah. Now, I don't like to run.
Yeah, only if I'm being chased. So when I'm not having sex, I like to run.
Wait, so Chase, I get it. I thought you were making a joke about how, you know, anytime you're not having sex, your wife is Peggy Bundy style chasing you to get you to have sex with her.
Right, she's like, and I have like, all of these
Jesus
products.
Christ, why don't you buy a box of dildos and leave me the fuck alone for an hour a day? I'm not a machine.
It worked. It did work.
You know what I'm drinking, Mr. Skullhead?
What are you drinking?
A delicious motherfucking michelada.
Nice. I have a store brand root beer, but at the break I'm going to replace that with a Newcastle.
A root brand store beer?
I have a friend...
Baron von Bick Penlord says, a clickable item description would be neat for the jam in the Tweedleporium. Well, the item will be clickable to view a description tomorrow. Simeon writes, Dear Jick, I'm glad to hear you are super gay for Emily. You should try to get through the album, though. Cosmia is nearly as good. You know, I listened to it after seeing this question the other day. I listened to Cosmia on the way home, and it's not nearly as good. You're simply wrong. Lord Cass writes, Is there any safety dance references? If there isn't, you have to make one!
There are several.
There've got to be a bunch of safety dance references.
Yeah.
Bryn23011 says, Hey guys, thanks for the great game and always making it fun. You guys rock. Well, thanks, Bryn23011. And speaking of people giving us pats on the back, ACM writes, I know that the Nemesis Quest has been out for a while now, but it's only been through playing it as multiple classes that I've really come to appreciate the depth of the whole thing. That is, not just the various puzzles, but the way in which each quest is so different, especially in requiring an in-depth feel for the specific class. I've got a healthy number of ascensions under my belt, so it's nice to really have to think about the specific class that I'm playing and where its real strengths lie. So again, huge kudos to that crazy kid Riff and to everybody who threw some ideas into the pond. Great stuff.
Indeed it is.
Nightvale says, You said Hobopolis doesn't have a trophy because you only wanted clan trophies in clan dungeons, but the slime tube has the marble trophy. Oh, right. I forgot that none of the things that I say are things that I actually remember. Or mean.
Half of the things says that he means, and half of the things that he means he doesn't say.
Right.
He's the wind.
Super Jew says, any chance of us seeing a caterpillar familiar drop or something in the rabbit hole? It'd be pretty nice if it did something neat with the hookah equipped that none of the other familiars do. I wanted there to be a familiar. I wanted the familiar to be I wanted the hookah to be a familiar, right? Like, the idea was that beating the Duchess, puzzle would give you a familiar, but then Mr. Skull had talked me out of putting another familiar in a non-familiar item of the month, which is probably sane. Because the hookah's super awesome.
Yeah, I like the way that the hookah works. I figured just that every item of the month we put in that has a familiar in it, it kind of sets up more disappointment for when we just do a familiar as the item of the month.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, it's nice to have somebody else cognizant of the scope creep and have to sort of excise some features without it's sometimes nice to have those decisions made for me. That's what I'm saying. Machine Mainframe says, So I was thinking of how useless stuffies can be and then came up with an idea. You guys should make it so people can throw them at each other. You know, You know, they're not useless. They're useful to people who like to collect them. Yeah. That's a thing.
Not everything in the game has to be useful.
Yeah. Toasted Milk says you can't sue over photography. If you could sue over photos, then paparazzi wouldn't have jobs. As long as you're not infringing on any particular copyright, you're scot-free. Fair enough. Haha. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. That must have been in reference to a conversation from before. Perform1Q says, approximately what portion of the active player base does nothing but Mafia the Castle all day? 150%, 160%? Yeah. Linguini lads, some people must really have a problem with fucking. That's some fucked up shit. And then links to an article about council cuts down 6,000 trees to act as deterrent at dogging site.
Are we calling it dogging now?
Are they,
is that a
weird
thing? So behind on my slang.
I think it's just maybe the British. You go from snogging to dogging.
And after that, you do some blogging.
Wait. That's funny. Brian Jackson, who is like a friend of mine, but he's not in England, nor is he a member of Friends of the Earth, said, to remove thousands and thousands of mature trees is absurd. The conifer trees in this area are very valuable in providing windbreaks and attracting rainfall to the area. Does that make any sense at all? For trees to attract rainfall?
Depends on what kind of trees they are, I guess.
How does the fucking sky know? If they're magic Indian rain dance trees?
Yeah.
If they're trees that are actually the external antennae of underground weather control machines?
Exactly.
Okay. You know, an Indian rain dance tree might be pretty cool, actually. Like, if every branch was an Indian.
Hmm.
Oh, man. And they were constantly cut. Oh, man. So they'd be killing each other to make bows and arrows out of their corpses? That'd be pretty sweet. In between rain dancing.
You just like it when Native Americans kill each other.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I like it when reality conforms to my expectations. Native Americans, violent, ignorant savages. Oh, also drunk. I nearly forgot.
Yeah.
Bianco Angelo says, what's going to happen with the extra crim bucks everyone has? Nothing. You can make a hat out of it in your imagination.
They are souvenirs.
Steam says, the Bugbear hat description says it is lacking a beanie propeller. Luckily, you can get a beanie propeller from eating 20 Basho cereals. Have you considered making the two items smithable into one? No, you get a propeller beanie. You get a beanie that is superior to a Bugbear beanie in that it does have a propeller.
Right.
You know what I've been doing lately and regretting is reading Foxtrot.
Yeah?
Yeah, some comic anthologies, which I'm assuming are Hot Stuffs, because that's what his mom always gets him for Christmas, have been appearing in the bathroom at the office. And so whenever I take a dump at the office, I grab one. And I read, you know, maybe 50 or 60 Foxtrot strips. And I really liked them when I was younger, because I was like, ah, sweet, this guy knows about nerd stuff. But now it's like, this is like somebody's dad who knows enough about nerd stuff to talk about it.
There's like the occasional strip that gets picked up by the blogosphere, the blago blogs. That is pretty clever. I don't know. I'll bet the wheat to chaff ratio is not favorable, though.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was funny when they had all the superheroes coming in and like, Superman, this is an iPad. It's going to revolutionize it's going to save the comics industry. And Wonder Woman, this is an iPad. It's going to change the comics industry. Flash, this is... Sorry, Flash, we got nothing for you. I thought that was pretty funny.
Huh.
You know, because there's no Flash on the iPad.
Right. Flash is to iPad what sex is to the champagne room.
Exactly.
Frederick V2 says, Batman Ascension. With Batman specifically, will there be anything related to Robin as a familiar? It will actually be Robin Williams as your familiar, and the different gear that you give him will turn him into versions of Robin Williams from different movies.
One will turn him into Robin William Carlos Williams.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's going to write little poems, you know. This is just to say, Shazbot, I'm sorry, Nanu Nanu.
Right. So you can give him some flubber. Mm-hmm. You can give him some things, something that will turn him into Peter Pan. I was having a conversation with somebody a while ago where I was saying I feel like at this point in my life, the thing that I need to do is figure out which old Bill Murray I want to be. Right? Do I want to be the depressed serial monogamist, dying alone Bill Murray from Broken Flowers, or the sort of like unhappily married celebrity Bill Murray from Lost in Translation? I don't know. What other Bill Murray options do I have?
There's the like quiet and unassuming bearded Bill Murray from Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh right, right. The Life Aquatic was presented to me as an option. The guy, Bill Murray in, I don't know. I feel like that guy's a little too much of a joke. The Royal Tenenbaums guy, definitely. The Royal Tenenbaums guy is basically just like a cuckold. And that is some shit I sure as hell do not want to be.
Yeah.
Because, man. Especially, like, isn't it implied, like incestuously cuckolded?
You know, I don't remember.
I don't either.
It's been a long time since I saw
Definitely, that. Definitely cuckolded. He definitely had horns.
Right.
It was weird. Do you suppose that they believed in those days that Jews and cuckolds had something in common?
The horns?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
What do Jews and cuckolds and Billie Jean have in common? Unwanted horns?
Wait, what? Billie Jean...
Just the horn breakdown in Billie Jean, like the horn breakdown in Smooth Criminal. Kind of unwanted, dated.
You're saying unwanted? I don't know. I don't think of anything in Smooth Criminal as being unnecessary.
I thought the last time that you were listening to it, you're like, ah, those horns are really dated.
Well, dated, but not.
Okay, well.
Yeah. I was listening to Axel F the other day, hoping that it would inspire me to do some awesome shit.
Did it?
You know, there was like awesome in a like I don't give a fuck what you say kind of way,
right?
Like a sticking it to the man kind of vibe. But I didn't stick it to the man at all. I just sat there like bobbing my head. Like, yeah, Axel F.
I remember there, for a while, every keyboard had that song as part of its demo mode. So you could just go into any music store and hit the demo button a couple of times, and you'd be right into Axel F. And Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Ah, the 80s.
Yep. Wake Me Up Before the Go-Go's record We've Got the Beat. Because I want to make sure and be conscious for the 80s. What do you think about a break?
We can make that happen. We'll be back in, 15, 16 minutes. We're all frontal out all the time tonight, so he's dizzy.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. A lot of people. people in emergency rooms who got anthracosis consumption or womb fever. June Cleaver never suffered. She had the penicillin. No expiration when she mothered her. No good little death poop rats. Living little ones once were preciouser than that. Living anybody used to be a miracle, yo. You'd get it by the festering hysterical flow. Madness and bad diseases at home. Lung, I am humored, spirit and soul. All these afflictions engender aversions. I catch green sickness to match with the virgin. Scrofula coughs that I cast askance. Ever since black scurvy, I can't wear pants. And I can't but dance with glee that is not then now. I bet you got the tarantism and how.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you. Until it's overdue and it runs you through.
I got galloping dropsy and she's washed with lungs. Leaves me with the steamy of the croup and a dung heap of unbearably fetid excreta from which I get reinfected. Nice to meet you. How about a hug? I swear my Iker is down. And I got over the pestilence, it was intense. I found the historians, I'm Picardy sweaty. Just ran out of leeches that I need, such as for bloodletting. It's upsetting, there, I'm upset. Dose of French distemper throbbing up in my head. I don't go into bilious flux just yet, but about to give out a shout to the cholera. Doubt you could follow a charting of the manifold ways I'm ill. Iliac passion, spelters, chill weavers, bottom and a melancholy ache. If my fever doesn't break, breaks a glass at the wake.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you. Till it's overdue and it runs you through.
That all of these infirmities combine to find a time traveling hypochondria epidemic. One I suffer under, but on the other side of the globe from affluence, the death is still thriving, thus contrivance.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you. Till it's overdue and it runs you through. Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you. Till it's overdue and it runs you through.
Is selling
coffee.
I know, I see you need to go all night. On account of that girl you taking home, ain't gonna see. Not without a fight. Right there, I seen her in the club. Yeah, it up. The way her nose is bleeding, she did a frail. Something else, she ain't holding. So I hope you in. Cause if she crashes, you ain't about to drop the jizz. She's all up in your cabinet, pilfering from your little bros riddling. She be burning it down while you're fiddling, acidling. Oh, it's why her teeth look all fucked. But on the other hand, isn't the only thing she sucks. Listen, you gotta be giving this girl at least a couple of days. You've been sipping it too, ain't like you're gonna be sleeping anyway.
Hey.
So you say,
baby, baby, why you shaking? Is it me?
Now she been twitching in that manner ever since.
Let's see.
1993, she weighs 18 pounds.
Take her to the vet.
Get her a little cat.
I mean, hold on.
One at a time.
First brush shows no dose. Up fine.
Then cut her another line.
Well, this girl does 10 times more crying than you.
Well, you could try it.
If I took even half of that, I'd die.
Time for a crime spree.
MC Frank a lot, arch criminal, the
sun reads a non-sun by authorities. Though I've been running wild for days, days. Johnny gonna drag me down. I'm the number one menace for miles around. With the litter and the loiter and the mattress tags. All the pirated MP3s I grabbed. And all the cable I stole. Certain bathroom wall I wrote on. I'm so cruel and cold to put a coat on. Even cheat on my tax.
In this life of crime, there could be no turning back.
Riding all around on my bike with no helmet. Commit mail fraud whenever I see a mailman. Got a day walking ticket, I crumpled it up. Still bumped the bootleg cause I'm here.
Spree, and I'm all breaking the law. Until I break it the top. Then I break it again, and I break it some more.
And it seems like a lot, you're so hard, Carl.
Spree, and I'm all breaking the law. Until I break it the top. You ever seem like I'm breaking it all the time. You seem to see that I like a crime.
Than a criminal supposed to be. Most of the FBI heard of this MC, called them up just to check.
This is the front a lot, and I expect that y'all are tracking me down. Cat and the mouse, giving it up, but still chasing around. I mean, you name it, I've done it. Slandering, pandering, a couple hundred unclear samples I rock per track.
FBI's like, we're busy, we'll call you back. Yeah, if you can find me, leave a trail of violated statue behind me. Finding in an impossible way, cause smart as I am, I don't think that I could probably take prison for even.
In that case, we should live lawfully.
Two lives, three, and I'm all breaking the law until I break it down. And I break it again, and I break it some more.
And it seems like a lot, you're so hard, Carl.
Two lives, three, and I'm all breaking the law until I break it down. You ever seem like I break it all the time. You seem to see that I like that time.
I know a life of crime led me to this sorry fate. And yet, I blame society.
Cuff them, boys. We're putting this dirtbag away.
Met her at the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? Had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude and an old fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revoke, resist, rewind, retract. You heard me, she said. I want any man here to descend to the cave where you conquer the fear. I'll steer you to the side to force you to. Somebody's man enough here now. Who? This girl, you gotta understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front and I spoke. I ain't spitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on, but these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eyes, said, is your mind free?
Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam.
Sitting in the room upstairs, watching her wind up the buns in her hair, I declare that I'd like to be Luke. Less that's a bit too perverted for you. I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok. When we talk, ooh, like a beak bark. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read. I don't remember any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. And why, that's a nice gold bikini. You make that? Shows off what you got, no mistake that. One fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here, we'll be living the linguistic lifestyle, the protocol droid. And then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Fashion doesn't before rock a scream. Got the steaming mouth full of yellow laser beam.
I'm in. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you. My yellow laser beam.
How goth is my frock? I got this thing for horror movies and mope rock. But I can't shock my hair up, I ran out of stock.
And just like that, a front a lot ran out of talk. It was tragic, unheard of, never seen me. Out of rhymes, when they usually come into fatigably. But me here talk good? No, bad talk do. Like my tongue got encrypted right before I lost root. Like my small talk got box rocked on a prior boot. It's moot, she only dates guys and chokes and dies, not brutes. Lacking eyeliner like a lack. But look, I'll put a little on plus lip shellac. Just to stand next to that and dream about love. Of necessity, that has always had to be enough. Cause I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Framer, Framer, Dammer. If she giggle, dammer, double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls.
Goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geek down flow at the show. You can see the black place on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid.
The Rocky Horror premiere. She steered clear of the nerd crowd, but I heard loud in my ear the disdain that she held for my type. Always geeking on the Computron. I get hype on the stage. She might notice me then and observe that I'm ironically hip in some flip universe. In her purse, in patent leather, held in fishnet glove. Could think contain MP3 player with the front build up. Her name is Nightshade. Yo, don't call her Cherry Tomato. She looked like Paisley Tinkle, but poisonous like tomato. She says her hair got attacked, cause it's black and it's blue. She got the Johnny the Homicide. Maniac tattoo, legs deep in the boots, boots all up on the heels. Yes, the kind to make a certain type of fetish squeal. The ordeal I endure, this close to her splendor, besieged by my shyness. Tried this, I surrender and render my intentions in the usual way. Home alone, suicide girls up on the cathode ray.
Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geek down flow at the show. You can see the black place on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid.
Tell me that I shouldn't be covered then. I tell her, yo, you better get in a coven then. It's like, eek, I get to sleep on the couch for a week, all watching old Elvira videos on TV. Yeah, hee, laugh it up. You don't live like I do, at the mercy of any sister with wrist scars and black eye glue. I've tried to get into cheerleaders and failed. Banana, repugnant, and tame. So bland and so stale, stale. Fill myself for the local cafe, like a clover. Thumb through Camus in French, which I can't read, but so what? I think the goth could flower in nerdcore's embrace. I mean, I converted Edward Gory's lettering into a typeface. Befriended vampires on LJ in MySpace. Even put that spooky echo filter on the bass. But I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Frimmer, Frimmer, Dammer. If she giggle, damn her double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls.
Goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geek down flow at the show. You can see the black place on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. Soul stuck somewhere between the kettle and pot for a lot. Been enamored of them since I was young. Met 100 dozen of them, never ever humped one.
And we're back. I just thought
Nerdcore
as we
could rise up and we're back.
I thought as we came back that I would remind everyone that Nerdcore will rise up, or could rise up, I guess. Right, right.
Hold on. Sorry, I was trying to maybe I read this thing wrong. I was trying to figure out a question that C.D. Moyer had about the item of the month. I can deal with it after the show, though. I'm busy with radios and a fresh michelada, which, goddamn, I said goddamn.
I didn't know you were a fan. When did you start hitting those?
Like a year ago, Roy. Now, you know, it was last year at Comic-Con. We barbecued a bit, and Roy would make them. And I'm a convert. I am converted.
My father-in-law likes them.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Perhaps he and I shall have one together.
Yeah, all I get to share with him is that we both wear New Balances.
Yeah, you and every other old person.
Yep.
Seriously, what the fuck? Seriously.
What I decided on my latest trip, where I decided that I wanted to get shoes that were not New Balances to replace my sneakers, which were falling apart. You buy New Balances when shoes stop making sense to you, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if I were gonna, you know, betray my liberal roots and buy Nikes or Reeboks, they're all, like, bright orange and purple. And they have, like, weird gel inserts and just bizarre shit all over them. And
just get some Chucks. What do you need shoes for?
I'm too old to wear Chucks, man.
No, you're not.
You can't wear Chuck Taylors and be over 30. That's... What, am I going to hop on my skateboard and...
You can absolutely wear Chuck Taylors and be over 30.
You totally can't, dude. I'm sorry.
Dude, whatever. I do it.
And people behind your back are going,
you can't stop me.
Look at that old guy who thinks he's cool.
I don't think I'm cool. I just think they're fucking shoes that look like shoes. They're like the only shoes on Earth left that look like fucking shoes and aren't goddamn... I'll be goddamned if I'm going to start buying fucking New Balance. Man,
hey,
what's that in your shopping cart? You got some New Balance and a couple cans of Ensure and maybe some adult diapers?
Everybody I know who wears them is like 30.
Everybody you know who wears New Balance is like 30.
Except my father-in-law.
And every other old person.
They're just fucking shoes, man. They're comfortable.
They're shoes for old people. Chucks are comfortable.
Yeah, Chucks are for people who are younger than you.
Unless that's just you're, not true. Unless you're, they're just fucking shoes, man.
Unless you're jumping on your skateboard to go ditch algebra.
How do you know I'm not?
Right, right.
Listen, man. I haven't shown up to a fucking algebra class in like 17 years.
Because you've been too busy riding your skateboard on your chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are guys who are 30 who are still riding their skateboard around, and everybody goes, "That douchebag is too old to be on a skateboard. Who does he think he is, Tony Hawk?"
You don't have to stop wearing Chucks. The first pair that I ever had was when I was like 32.
See, you were already too old to be wearing them.
Why do they make them in my size?
Dude, there are plenty of 18-year-olds with size 6 shoes.
I don't wear size 6 shoes.
I just figured, because you have like a 3-inch dick.
You assume because
day,
I have,
right?
A tiny penis, yeah, that I have also tiny feet, but I don't. Hmm. No, man, I'll just wear bowling shoes everywhere. How about that? And I'll wear a bowling shirt with somebody else's name on it. Right. Am I too old for that?
No.
Or like a gas station attendant shirt with somebody, like... What I'm trying to be is a hipster from like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I guess that I should take your outlook on this and I would be a happier person. Because every time I go and try to buy just clothing, like shirts to wear around the world, I have trouble. Because like, these shirts I feel like look like a dude who's still in college. I don't want to look like the guy who's trying to look like he's still in college, so maybe I should be wearing polo shirts, but motherfuck polo shirts.
What is my outlook?
That you don't care whether you might be perceived as dressing too young or old. You also you also have like a never ending stash of really cool button down shirts, and I don't know where you got them. But I got them
all like 10 years ago. And they're not, I wouldn't say they're really cool.
Maybe it's just the
I got them at thrift
them.
Stores like 10 years ago. I haven't bought a shirt in for fucking ever.
You also don't secrete acid from your sweat glands.
Yeah, I will keep clothes until they're just fucking rags. Like, up until a couple of years ago, I was wearing my original Negative Land shirt that I got when I was, like, 17. But, I decided something. I decided that I was going to do something, that I was going to do something really adorable. I don't know if this is adorable or not. I think it's kind of cheesy, actually. But then I also think it's kind of a good idea, so I don't know. I got my mom to agree to this. All of the t-shirts that I've been hanging on to, like my old band, you know, my They Might Be Giants t-shirts from high school or whatever, like all of the t-shirts that either got too small or like too torn up for me to wear anymore, but I don't want to get rid of. I'm going to give to my mom and have her make a quilt out of them.
That's cool.
Yeah. Then I'll have a quilt hanging on like a, maybe like a fancy wooden quilt rack. Yeah. No, I think I'll probably just nail it to the wall. Mm-hmm. Just like I did with Jesus. Because I live in a house whose walls are all crosses. Yeah, it is really drafty. They're lined up such that from one angle outside it looks kind of like a regular house, but does not make it any more comfortable.
You really should have gone for the whole walkthrough and not just stood outside right where the realtors told you to stand.
Yeah. What's some of those lawn sculptures that just say, fuck you, from a certain angle?
Right.
I wonder if you could get in trouble for that. I mean, I'm sure you could. You can get in trouble for fucking anything here. Man, some assholes in the, like, townhouses next to the house that Roy was living in sent this letter to me at that address that was like, there are some dead limbs on this tree that are hanging over our property and creating a dangerous situation. Your shed is also not up to code, but we'd be willing to overlook the shed issue if you take care of the branches. Like, people that I've never fucking met in my life just deciding that they need to, like, threaten me with some bullshit to get me to do something that I just totally would have done if they had just asked me.
Right. And them saying it that way made you less inclined to do it, right?
No, abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, I'm gonna do it because, the fucking city hates me, man.
Starting with the whole lawn incident?
The lawn stuff and the, you know, like, constantly getting hassled about the fucking graffiti in the alley because I don't clean it up quite fast enough.
Right.
No, it's horseshit that that's my responsibility anyway. Apparently, I did not know this. The city of Mesa, they have this program whereby whenever anybody throws away a can of paint, they pour the paint into one of a couple of giant vats, like a light gray, making like a light gray and a dark gray out of all of the paint that gets thrown away. And then they will just give you that paint for free for like municipal stuff, like covering up graffiti. Which seems like such a well-reasoned thing that I can't believe that a municipality is actually doing it.
Right.
You know? So I thought that was kind of cool. Although I have no idea where that place is, but I can't imagine that it is closer than a Home Depot, or that it would end up being more cost effective in terms of like gas and time than just like the, you know, every time I have to cover up graffiti on like a section of my fence, I buy like a $4 can of spray paint, and just take care of it. Right. So it's like, I don't know. If that really makes sense. I mean, you know, I guess reduce, reuse, recycle. Or I could just fucking stand out in the alley with a baseball bat and just brain the assholes who are spraying graffiti on my walls.
I really wish that if that is going to be your property, that it would be okay for you to just build a wooden form around your section of it and fill it with concrete.
That would be awesome. Just like this section of the alley weighs 1,000 tons.
It's just, you know, like an 8 foot tall.
Yeah, just block, alley sized block of concrete.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess then
it's not my property is the thing. It's like, it's not, you know, I have to clean it up if somebody sprays some fucking graffiti, but they're not trespassing if they're back there.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I would say I could still probably brain them with a baseball bat and not get in trouble. I'd be like, what? He had a knife. Look. And then while the officer was looking, I would throw a knife in the guy's hand.
Yeah.
Yep. And the officer would wink and nod. Because he'd be white. That's what would happen. That's the state of the world today, Mr. Skullhead.
Totally. I agree.
Sawing some logs.
Yeah, what?
Are you literally sawing logs? It sounds like you're sawing.
No, I was... I'm spinning my scroll wheel. Is that loud?
Spinning your scroll wheel? It sounds like sawing logs.
Well, my scroll wheel is attached to a saw, which is attached to a log. And then there's a camera pointed at the log, and it kind of takes the difference in depth, you know, once I've made my cut to figure out how far to scroll.
Wow, that's pretty elaborate.
Yeah, and then the irony is that I took a mouse with a working scroll wheel to begin with and made that machine out of it. In retrospect, sure, but hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
Frontalot 0 day, says Colonel Canada. Fucking awesome or motherfucking awesome? Like baby fucking awesome.
Wow. It's real baby good. Fucking, huh? So that's the most intense thing that you can imagine, is baby fucking?
Well, I just figure if you say motherfucking as an intensifier, right? Because, like, that's presumably more shocking.
Like a taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that it is more taboo to fuck a baby or your own mother?
Just like somebody else's baby?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Huh.
Because I feel like people would say that your own baby is worse than your own mother,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So maybe you're right. You're right. It's a better intensifier. Baby fucking. RDFM says, I almost always side with Scully when you guys have these discussions, but I'm with Jick on this one. Chucks are okay at any age. See, RDFM knows what the fuck is up.
Dude, every time that I try them on, I look ridiculous because I'm this old-ass guy wearing his damn Converses like he's gonna take his skateboard down to the malt shop, you know? It doesn't work.
What? I don't understand why you think that. I just don't understand. It never even occurred to me to believe that. And maybe it's because I'm not as cognizant of like cultural norms as you are.
There should
right?
be
like,
skateboarders.
If I see somebody wearing Chuck Taylors, it is as though they are not like it. They just blend into the scenery. They are what I think of when I think of sneakers.
See, I think
right?
of
like,
New Balance is when I think of sneakers.
Wait, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
shoes. They have
like inflatable orthopedic socks to reduce the swelling in your 90-year-old calves.
No, they're
that's like that being the thing that you think of.
They're just
shoes,
man. They're like they have sides and laces and a tongue, and they tend to come in colors like gray and blue.
But they are shoes that are styled like Reeboks and Nikes were when we were in high school, right?
They just look like shoes.
But they look like shoes to you, right?
Right.
I feel like Chucks look like shoes to everyone.
Chucks look like shoes that you should be wearing in high school to a punk show.
But New Balances look like the shoes that you wore in high school.
They just look like shoes. They're like, I don't know what you to make a sneaker. You need certain things, right? You need a sole,
but
you know, and some sides made out of a
New Balances.
Material.
The New Balances that I have seen are shaped like athletic shoes from the 80s and 90s.
They're not as extremely styled as that.
Not as athletic stool. Athletic stools.
Oh my God, I hate athletic
stools. They're very well formed, you know? The exercise is good for bowel regularity.
It is.
or you were thinking like for competitive milking. Because, you know, you got the rubber feet so you don't slide out from under the cow. Under your prodigious dairy maid's ass.
Right.
They put some weight on those stools. Competitive milking requires you to consume a lot of dairy.
Right.
Because you don't want to waste all the milk that you're yanking out of teats.
See, I'm looking at these shoes, right? The basic New Balance is just a fucking shoe. Like, its only distinguishing feature is it has an N on the side of it.
It has an ant on the side of it?
The letter N. On the side of it. Like, it's just a fucking shoe. Like, when I think generic shoe, the only difference between this and, like, the shoes at Payless or, you know, whatever, the Target, is they have an N on the side and they last a long time. But Chuck Taylors are a definite... They're a definite style choice for a definite group of people who are 10 years younger than you or I, at the very least.
I don't believe that that is a real thing. I really don't. They are, the reason that they appeal to me is because they are super straightforward in appearance. RDFM does, however, agree with you that New Balance are only geriatric when coupled with a gray members-only jacket. I don't know that I've ever seen a gray members-only jacket. I've only seen beige ones.
I think my gay uncle had one, and he was super excited one year because he got it for Christmas.
Yeah, my dad had a members-only jacket. Apparently, like, denim jackets are coming back.
Huh.
Which means I would have been super cool when I was a kid. Because, boy, did I have some fucking denim jackets.
So did I. I finally got rid of the one that I wore all through high school.
By high school, I had switched to a leather jacket.
Yeah, see, I couldn't afford a leather jacket. Actually, it wasn't all through high school. It was senior year of high school. My parents bought me that denim jacket that had the giant embroidery of Marvin the Martian on the back.
Oh, sweet. I do remember that jacket.
I think that probably is why I didn't have any sex in college.
You think?
Yeah, it had to be that jacket. That or the black trench.
You can blame that if you want to make yourself feel better about the fact that you have no fucking taste in shoes. No. So, I mean, basically, to me, shoes are either flip-flops, Chucks, or giant police boots.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things.
I don't know, man. Every time I go shoe shopping, which is not very often, it's like, I don't want to spend more than $40 on shoes, because that's just, you know, my brain stops being able to understand sneakers that cost more than $40.
You would make a terrible woman.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, for many reasons. So I go to your Marshalls, your, you know, Famous Footwear, whatever.
The size of your tits not being one of them.
No. The hairiness of my tits being one of them.
I don't know. Some dudes like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, what I find is, like, shoes that have a bunch of weird shit on them. Shoes in, like, bright-ass colors and with weird, you know, various textures and shit going on. Chucks, which every time I put them on, it's just like, looks like somebody's dad trying to go to, like, a punk show.
Wait, are you wearing pants that fit you?
And then I end up with, buying another pair of noobs.
I think this might be the problem. Are you wearing pants that fit you?
Yeah.
Because I feel like Chucks would probably look stupid if you were wearing pants that did not actually go all the way to the back of the shoe, right?
Well, see, I've got the pants hiked up, so they'll be over my gut, you know.
Mm-hmm. So are you wearing Sansibelt slacks?
Yeah, the pleated slacks.
Except when you're playing golf.
And no,
but I mean,
shirt.
You know, then you'll be wearing your cleats. So
and no shirt because, you know, I can't replenish my stock of Kingdom shirts fast enough. And I don't want to wear polo shirts.
And American Apparel only sells up to 6XL.
Yeah, so I'm just topless.
Huh? Go ahead.
So, yeah. So I look kind of silly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've found myself suddenly without anyone to pick out pants for me. So I gotta find some girl that is willing to go shopping with me. Because I'm rapidly running out of pants. Mm.
Lyania would probably hook you up. She got,
You think?
She got Merle out of the, like, skin-tight, tapered black denim that he was rocking for a while.
I club you, writes Chucks are, I think he agrees with both of us. Chucks are pretty high school punk kid, and New Balance reminds me of my boring high school ex who was pretty much an old man.
See, I just know so many people my age and younger who wear noobs because they're just, like, comfortable walking around shoes.
It's got noob right in the name.
I know. I think that's funny. Because, you know, because Watson Allen's.
Mm-hmm. A Lance. Right? So basically, noob, a Lance. Right there, it's like wearing those shoes makes you like somebody who is shitty at jousting.
No, it's giving you a piece of vital equipment. Here, noob.
So maybe it's like, you know, like you could be skateboarding. Like, remember the joust from, like, Skate or Die?
Right, right.
Where it's like God, I was thinking about half pipes the other day because I was trying to play fucking Stalker. Because I got it, like, during that, like, I had heard some good things about this game, right? It is decidedly unpolished. That is what I can say about it. The Idle Thumbs guys speak very highly of it, and I've been turned on some things that I like by listening to them talk about it. And it was also like $2 during the Steam Christmas sale. But there's this weird, like, the way that they have decided to simulate walking in 3D space, there is so much like just camera bobbing and swinging that I've determined that the way that your character actually moves around in Stalker is by perpetually like digging about a 2-foot diameter half pipe in front of him and just skateboarding back and forth along it wherever he goes. Sort of like Iceman. You know, only instead of making a smooth surface of ice to move on. Like that, the whole head bob in a first person shooter is a level of verisimilitude that I find unnecessary and nauseating.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking unplayable because of it.
I think
at some point I embarked on a project of like looking up how to disable it in the config files, but I never actually went back.
Yeah, it's hard to. I don't think I've ever seen a game that hits a happy medium between making you feel like you're on roller skates or something and just walking like you're drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for stuff like that, maybe people feel like they need to innovate or whatever, but like for first-person shooters, for a minor thing like that, just fucking do it the way Valve does, right? Like, they're good at it. It's okay for you to do things like them if they're things that make fucking sense. That's what I think.
I think that I just don't like first-person shooter as a control scheme. Yeah, there's something about, like, it's trying to emulate the feeling of, like, me being in a game doing stuff, but I'm aware of my body, you know, when I'm walking around.
So maybe you should play, like, Mirror's Edge.
I guess. My hands don't float in front of me holding whatever I'm supposed to be holding. Like,
wait, really?
Yeah. And, you know, when I turn my head in real life playing the game, I'm looking at something that's not the screen, so I'm constantly looking straight ahead, but my guy is looking all over the place, and it just makes me dizzy. For some reason, yeah, like, the third person perspective, like the Devil May Cry or God of War angle, it never occurs to me to go, God, this game is just God of War with another skin on it. But every first-person shooter I play, it's just like, this is just like Doom. Just clear your graphics.
I mean, I feel like I only play first-person shooters that have, like, a compelling single-player experience. And, like, there is, like, to me, there is a pretty tremendous difference in the way, like, say, BioShock plays compared to the way, like, Half-Life 2 plays. Right? Like, I'm not a mostly first-person shooters guy, but, like, there are some that I like and will play through. Like, I picked up BioShock 2. That's what I did when I couldn't watch Band of Brothers. I was like, well, what else have I been meaning to do? Because now I have, like, I have 10 hours that I had blocked off to do something totally non-productive on this Sunday, and it's like, well, I don't want to do housework or, you know, clean the garage or work. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get BioShock 2 and play it, and it's pretty fucking cool, actually.
Now, the BioShock I've actually been impressed with. BioShock and Portal have been the two so far that didn't just make me go, oh, this is an FPS. I know everything that I need to know about this, and I don't need to play it. BioShock had me at hello. I haven't played the second one yet because I've only played a couple of hours of the first one, but...
Yeah. The first one I feel like is reasonably short. Like, it's definitely finishable. But it's good. I mean, and you know, I did not hear really many good things about the second one, but, like, listening to Idle Thumbs and hearing one of the guys that worked on it talk about it made me, like, you know, I just, like, should check this out. Because, like, just hearing him sort of, you know, talk about it from the inside perspective was, like, I don't know. I find it pretty interesting. It's just different enough from the first one in the way that it plays. You know, I sort of have the same frustrations that everybody else has with the first one, which is to say that, like, oh, I can either be a good guy or a bad guy with these little girls, and the outcome is fucking exactly the same, as it turns out. Uh-huh. Right? Like, I feel like that was a little... Like, I feel like they wanted to go in a direction where you got much more rewards by being a bad guy, but then they just sort of chickened out and didn't do it. Like, all the extra atom that you would have gotten from harvesting them, you get in a bucket as a reward for not harvesting them. So it's like... And I feel like it's kind of the same deal now. Although the mechanism for it is completely different. It's actually... You have to sort of, like, adopt the little sister. Like, you've played it enough that you've dealt with them, right?
No.
No, you've not actually encountered a little sister?
I've seen the big daddies and little sisters walk by, but no, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, like, keep in mind, I've played for maybe 2 or 3 hours, and I suck at video games, so I was playing the first hour a couple of times and then got a hour or two.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how quick they introduced that whole thing. But, well, never mind. I'm not going to spoil Zor you.
I am getting tempted to just go on YouTube and see if I can find some kind of, like, collection of key scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested in the story, and I'm interested in playing through it, but the way that life is these days, I'm not sure that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the problem, though, is, like, with BioShock especially, like, the atmosphere is sort of more interesting than the story. Mm. Rather, the story of what happened, the story of the world is a lot more interesting than the story of the game, I guess.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with
the actual things that happen. I mean, it's neat, and you know, it's like I don't know, it's kind of turning me into an objectivist. They're part of one of the early scenes or one of the early levels in BioShock 2. You're sort of like fighting your way through the ruins of this amusement park ride that the Ayn Rand guy designed to, like, scare kids about what the world was like on the surface.
Right.
And so that's pretty cool. You know, they're just like the animatronic hand of the government stealing your child and sending him off to war to die, and the animatronic hand of you know, the man censoring your art, and, like, It was cool. It made me want to move to Rapture.
Yeah, you know, I thought when the thing started playing over the loudspeaker talking about the parasite and how it kills free market and free will and is not a man entitled to the sweat of his brow, it's like, you know, I feel like Jick is in the room with me right now. He's just constantly saying that. I'm like, hey, man, what did you have for breakfast? And, like, is not a man entitled?
Man... Now I feel bad. I feel like my whole philosophy has been just, oh, man, if I had read Ayn Rand in high school, I could have had all these ideas and then gotten over them. But no, I arrived at them on my own over the course of my entire adulthood, and now I'm just an asshole.
You missed the chance to be completely insufferable in high school in that particular way. I think both of us managed to be completely insufferable in high school.
Oh, sure.
Not that way.
I think I at least managed to be completely insufferable in my 20s in a way that I can look back on now and kind of wince at. And I'm hoping that in my 40s I will realize the different and interesting ways in which I am insufferable in my 30s.
Huh. I find you sufferable.
Yeah, more people seem to be suffering me than did.
Right.
in time as previous. So, you know, maybe things are looking up. But yeah, you know, I mean, maybe that's my problem. My political views and the kinds of shoes that I want to wear are like, yeah, high school anarchy. It's like just part of my retarded social development. You know, retarded in the sense of what the word retarded means, not like gay.
totally fag-tarded.
Yeah. Boy, fag-tarded is that probably? I managed to piss off a lot of people in one swoop, huh?
Yeah.
A swoop that could only be characterized as fell.
Oh, I forgot about I have my Doc Marten boots, which I like.
Oh, Doc Martens, huh? What are you, like a lesbian?
Uh-huh.
I don't think you're allowed to wear those because you're not a lesbian. Mm. Playing an acoustic guitar.
Okay, how long have you known me, and you're gonna sit there and postulate that I'm not a lesbian with an acoustic guitar?
I guess that's true. You are a lesbian with an acoustic guitar.
You sit corrected.
You're the butch one, at least.
I have to. I can't grow my hair out all pretty.
Yeah. It's not because you're masculine. It's just because you're hairy.
Yeah. As in the immortal words of MC Frontalot, I keep getting older and hairier on my neck, back, and derriere.
Huh.
But not atop the pate, dear DNA, let's negotiate.
Yeah? Is that in This Old Man?
Yep.
That guy's cool.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for them to negotiate a show in Phoenix, but I don't know if it's going to happen. The time is rapidly approaching at which it would have to have happened by, I think.
Well, hopefully we can arrange for them to have another show in Phoenix.
Oh, certainly.
For the past several years.
But I just been on this tour early this year.
I wonder if he's going to come back to Minneapolis after Minneapolis just kicked the shit out of him.
Oh, is that where they had their van wreck?
Yeah.
Really didn't kick the shit out of them so much as all their stuff.
Right. There were stories. I think I told you that story. That's not a story I can share with the world, though.
Yeah, you did. So good to mention it. I mean, because that's good radio, right? Yeah, we totally know this story that's interesting enough for us to mention, but we're not going to tell you. It involves rappers.
It's the same as, Lady Gaga, wow, dude. I was reading the word Lady Gaga. It was only one word.
Yeah.
And Roger Ebert's Twitter feed. Anyway,
Gaga.
Well, it's kind of like what we've been doing for the past several weeks. Like, this MC Frontalot album is incredible, and we're going to keep talking about it, and you can't listen to it.
Yep. Grim Dark wrote, I beat the Naughty Sorceress for the first time today. Just wanted to say, I love the Evil Dead quotes. Yo, she bitch, let's go. Fucking awesome, dude. Thanks. There you go. There's some praise for Mr. Skullhead.
Although, it still comes back to Riff, because we had written the whole Naughty Sorceress encounter, and then Riff wrote the Felonia stuff for one of the side quests for Ascension, and his description of the lead-up to the Felonia fight was so good that it made our Naughty Sorceress fight look not as epic. So we had to... You were like, do this again with less fail. And so I did.
Sweet. I'm a manager. And I was born in a manager.
That just makes me think of, like, you... Like chest bursting from the dude. From
a dude in a dude in a cubicle.
Space. Yeah.
From Lumberg.
I couldn't remember if it was Lumberg or Limburg or Lindberg or Limburger. That movie is not good.
Yeah. Limey Greg says, would having Outbox KML cleared after 2 weeks perhaps with an option to save significantly free up any space? Well, yeah, it would free up a tremendous amount of space. I don't know how big of a deal it actually is, because I feel like there is every possibility that that stuff sitting there in a gigantic table is not actually hurting anything. things are theoretically proceeding apace on this new backup stuff. We got another server order to replace another one of our fucking failing. Our hardware is getting old, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah,
it's like the server room is like every house that I have that's just falling apart, and I have no idea how to fucking fix anything.
You really shouldn't have put the New Balances on the servers.
I know.
Put some Chucks
on
those.
You were the one that convinced me that they were too old for Chucks, and then they just fucking died of cancer immediately after stopping wearing Chucks. I guess you're never too young to die of cancer, right?
Yeah. It's like riding a bicycle. No. You never forget how? I don't know.
Cola Bear AO says, "Wee!" Toasted Milk says, "What's the deal with Moxie Glasses having trouble in Hobopolis? And a laptop has Flash." Colabario also says, "What do you think of thefuckingweather.com?" I mean, I think it's kind of funny.
It was funny for a second, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking hot here.
I didn't bookmark it. I'm not going to be coming back to it.
It's weird. Why the fuck is it... Why is it hot? It's like March.
Yeah, this is weird. March is usually the snowiest month for Minnesota, possibly Minnesota, possibly just Minneapolis, possibly anything that starts with Minna.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Just
Tonka.
Minna Cooper.
Minna Knight.
You're Amish, huh? How many Minna Knight?
Did you make that up?
And somebody had a joke about an Amish hooker long ago.
Did you see that thing that I linked in Dev yesterday that was... It was from a Metafilter link, but it was, like, pictures of, like, these, like, cards that the police in London in, like, 1904 made with, like, photographs of people that weren't allowed to drink in any bars anymore because they had gotten in trouble for being drunk too many times. It was fucking great. It was fucking great because all their professions were listed, and there were like there was somebody there were a lot of char women. There was like housekeepers. there was a Japanner, and so I learned what a Japanner was, and it's somebody who polishes or prepares and polishes furniture in the manner of Japanese furniture, like a lacquerer. And there was somebody who listed their occupation as bedstead polisher and prostitute. So we were thinking maybe bedstead polisher was a joke, because like it doesn't make any sense to employ someone just to polish bedsteads, right? But right. Like if you were claiming that you were polishing the bedstead by, say, having your head repeatedly rammed against it,
right,
with greasy hair, you know, then that's kind of funny, right?
Kind of.
Kenny Kamikaze says, "I have a hot date Saturday. Can I borrow a solid gold Ferrari to make a good impression?" Hot dates. Did you ever, at any point when we were traveling between San Diego and Phoenix or vice versa, stop at that date place?
I've only passed the date place. I've never stopped there.
I think that it is where the highway intersects the international date line.
Right.
which is the sort of the longitude at which dates will grow. No matter what country it's in.
What does NBC have to do with that though? What
is what?
What does NBC have to do with it though?
I don't know.
With the date line. Dateline.
Oh, dateline. Dateline. Knots Landing says, "You could make a Red Robin bird like a black cat kind of thing." What does Red Robin even mean anything? Red. It's like a restaurant.
Yeah, it tends to come bob it along.
Uh huh. But does it bob-a-ran along?
Only if it's a rockin' robin.
I see. Tweedly deedly dee.
Yeah, possibly a round robin. Which is some kind of tournament that I don't understand.
Isn't Red Robin one of those things like... Well, Round Robin is where everybody plays against everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And then you're then divided up by the number of wins or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Robin, huh? Colaberio says, why is Tentacool such an annoying Pokemon? To me, it is no more or less annoying than any Pokemon. Because they're all kind of annoying. I don't understand a Pokemon.
Pokemon have the same influence on my life as stars on the Disney Channel. Because I don't wear Chuck Taylors, I'm not into things that 16-year-olds are into.
Huh.
I'm too busy watching reruns of Matlock and Murder, She Wrote.
Like banging 16-year-olds? I would argue that you are interested in some of them.
I mean, not all of the things.
Mm. See, I stopped to take a drink of my delicious Michelada, and nothing happens on the show. Because you're not making jokes about fucking 16-year-old girls.
No. What's the best thing about fucking 16-year-old girls?
There's
16 of
16
them.
16 of them? Yeah. Yeah.
That joke is baby fucking fantastic. Use it. It's
Nightball
cool.
says, what?
I was just reminding the kids that they should use the vocabulary they learn on the show in school.
Like baby fucker and baby fucking?
Yep.
I mean, if you're in high school... If you're in grade school, sure. If you're in high school, don't speak. Just fuck as many girls as you can.
Right.
Especially and if you're anything if you're like me, girl. Talking is the surest way to talk high school girls out of fucking you.
Right.
Just literally opening your mouth is like the opposite of an aphrodisiac.
I just pictured you going, that's what I love about high school girls. I keep getting older. They keep turning me down for sex.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, we do what we can. And what I can do is just not fuck any high school girls.
Well, that means
someday,
that you can teach.
Someday I'll invent a time machine and go back in time to before it was illegal for a 33-year-old dude to fuck high school girls, I guess. I'm not sure exactly what I would do. Like, I'm not sure how a time machine would help me with that. I guess, you know, you can't get arrested for crimes that you commit in the past, but yes, you totally can. That's sort of, like, always how it works.
Well, there's a statute of limitations on statutory rape, right?
Is there? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's something you're going to have to look up before you take the time machine out.
But, I mean, that's the thing. What if I come back and I come back to a world in which I was arrested the week after? Oh, it wasn't me. It was some old dude.
Yeah, they'd have to arrest your 18.
You can tell he was old because he was wearing fucking New Balance. See, this is why I wear Chucks is because if I accidentally get sent back to high school, I don't want everybody to immediately recognize that I'm an old man.
Oh, I see. Your mop of gray hair is not going to help with that at all.
It's not really. I could dye it.
You know, I could dye it, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep getting
fatter. You could dye your scalp and just make it look like you have very short hair.
I was going for another me being
not
fat.
D-I-E-T, so. I know.
Okay. Just making sure.
You could dye the scalp you took as a trophy for that Native American who attacked you.
Kay Jacobso says, for porn on Netflix, see 9 songs. Do not under any circumstances see 9 songs.
Really? Why?
It's an independent movie that, and the guy had read about how it has unsimulated sex in it, and it's like the description that I read was this couple has sex and then goes to a concert and then has sex and then goes to a concert, so just like live music and live fucking. So we get like, you know, that sounds fantastic. The wife and I were like, we want to watch something a little bit horny. We'll watch it, but just like. Unattractive woman and a dude that they have some sex and then it kind of cuts to a concert of some shitty indie band, then it cuts back to him going down on her while she looks kind of unattractive, and yeah, It was terrible.
So what? What I mean, you're saying that you don't want to watch unattractive people have sex?
I'm gonna go ahead and take that stance. Yeah.
Huh. Huh. Well, I'm gonna have to get you a new Christmas present then, because I bought you a collection of ugly dude porn.
So you're gonna hate the box set of your parents having sex that I got for you.
Oh. I could just get you a box set of videos of me having sex with your mom.
Oh.
That would be a pretty bad gift.
You're like, what? I kept the receipt.
Oh, man. Linguini Lad says, why can't the hobos from Hobopolis create an account on KOL? Because their names are too long. That was not a very good joke. SF Warlock points out that Russia just lost two time zones. What does this mean for the future of 11 references in KOL? We're not ones to change our references just because they don't make any sense.
Right. Just because they're not timely anymore. Hardly any of our references are au courant.
Yeah. Mega Man Rock says, I know this is from a long time ago, but you guys have been busy and a lot of things have changed. That being said, is the idea of a Slime Hates It chef staff still being considered, or is that now dead in the water? No, I mean, I would still do it if an opportunity presented itself for it to happen naturally. It's just, it's not, you know, something that I have happened to. It is not something that my capricious fancy has happened to flit to and land upon since it came up. And he says, the Crystal Orb Pokeball for Postamancers is a really cool mechanic. Is there any way that the Crystal Orb could be a normal item, not a quest item? Making it a free pull from Hanks would eliminate the instance of two existing on a character. I just think... And then he does not finish. That would not actually work, I don't think. Because if you had one in Hanks... Oh, I see what you mean. Huh. Yeah, because if you had one in Hanks, the thing could just check, the thing that gives it to you could check Owen's item instead of Gott's item. That's a thing. That would potentially make it, I don't know, having it be a free pull would be weird, because then it's like just sort of adding a new class mechanic in an Ascension context, which, you know, maybe is not the end of the world. Huh. That is a thing to think about. Maybe I'll bring that up and we'll talk about it on the Thursday show, because there might be things about it that there might be implications of that I'm not considering. Docket says what?
I know, sometimes I speak. Pastafari points out that the reference is not to Russia, it's to the Soviet Union.
Oh yeah, which doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. F.U. I'm a Dragon says, if I had to choose, I'd go with the Don't Cross the Streams Bill Murray. Yeah, but I'm rapidly approaching that age. I'm trying to figure out what old guy I want to be. Simeon points out that the Mythbusters wear Chuck Taylors. They're cool.
Uh-huh.
Argue with me. Tell me that the Mythbusters are jack-offs.
No, I wouldn't argue that at all. I think they're amusing, entertaining people. They're on a TV show. They don't wear clothes. They wear costumes because they're on a TV show. So when you have your TV show, you can wear your Chucks on it, and I won't make fun of you for dressing like a creepy dude who's trying to fit in with the younger crowd.
I'm not creepy or trying to fit in with a younger crowd. If I wear Chucks and hang out with other 35-year-olds... I'm still trying to fit in with a younger crowd?
Yeah, totally.
No, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, by nature of the fact that you're wearing Chuck Taylors, you're clearly trying to skew younger. I'm trying to age gracefully here, Jake.
See, I am not trying to fit into a younger crowd so much as I am trying to fit parts of me inside individual members of a younger crowd.
Right.
you know, which I feel like is a goal that you can't exactly begrudge me.
No, I think that your parts should fit inside as many younger members of the opposite sex as you can find.
Yeah, no, I mean that, like, I finally get to follow my own advice. Anyway, that's, so I also wear Chuck Taylors on my dick.
If Chuck Taylor made condoms, it would, it'd be kind of uncomfortable,
Taylor made condoms.
Taylor made condoms is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the little.
We get those ones like Busta Rhymes uses that are made out of other people's dicks.
Mm-hmm.
We should end the show.
That is a perfect note upon which to end the show. You couldn't be more right about that. And we'll see you next week, folks.
Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief. Rest assured, they sleep hard. No longer we deliver the hits. To give the kids with the spectacle spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the hazy wee's off. Don't babble 300 baud. I get no error while compiling my rhyme. The slipshod rap stylings of the hip kids continue to vex. To get sex, money, power, but the jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool. Ignored them, scored some. Geeked out beats and the mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap. It's alright, cause soon the whole nerd corp will congregate. And culmination of the monkey going off card date. Nerd corp could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerd corp rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
We put ourselves in the blender and the tape on the spectacles. We compile the assembler. We'd each make a respectable legal fangler. Your despicable heckling snide remarks make it all the more delectable to mark a Jekyll and Hyde departure from the larger norm of previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest load to limerick, and that is no mere rhetoric. We don't just wreck shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album we've got for each. And we exceed your reach. We're worldwide web slingers with the confinement that every might of the girl guide. Dead fingers with his own gunman, a baby Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of BDVS. We're geniuses and we're devious. We're seen as special. The BBS, where we write graphic ASCII files with nasty styles of blinking blocks. This ain't your father's blinking locks. This one a lot owns you. It's Stephen Hawking Rockstar. We're not in the dock, it's only the gas with Argyle in the soft drawers. Our style's got the top score spot, yours is not. Sorry, stick to the shockwave games, looking shots at the top 40. I made my own Doom Watch, see that quad, my own sprites, abuse files, I stayed home nights.
Nerdcore, rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe, cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I've paid my dues, got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard, 2005 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore, gonna be crazy large, any the NIC pitch, the nerd's in charge. We bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did, got more game than a 2600 for punk MCs who player hate. We got one word, just a matter of time for we're household name. So you best suck up now before fortune and fame put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a nerdcore tip.
Nerdcore could rise up, we could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
And I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of vision and goal. Front a lot about to roll is diploma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? See if it'll kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the strings all heedless of ridicule. These days the complexion cleared up but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity, that I'm the best MC that I could bear to begin. I'm scared to be either dope or dorky, or bound for the high road even if it looks forky. Or
nerdcore could rise up, we could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerd
usefulness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated.
Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it?
If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.